Grace, mercy, and peace be to you. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sermon text for today is actually from Luke chapter 17, verses 1 through 6, which read, "And he said to his disciples, temptations to sin are sure to come, but woe to the one through whom they come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were cast into the sea, that he should cause one of these little ones to sin. Pay attention to yourselves. If your brother sins, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you 7 times in a day and turns to you 7 times saying, 'I repent,' you must forgive him." The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." And the Lord said, "If you had faith like the grain of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you." Brothers and sisters in Christ, we hear a lot of talk these days about how difficult it is to be a Christian. Perhaps you're experiencing that yourself. The world has changed, the nation has changed. Increasingly, people are walking away from the church or choosing never to affiliate because the church is seen as irrelevant, judgmental, or even hypocritical. The more secularized we become as a nation, we're told, the less impact we Christians seem to have. All this talk about the challenges of living in a post-Christian world, well, that can lead to timid, fearful, and even doubtful disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ. Truthfully, our world is not that much different from the world of Jesus' first disciples. Their world has been described as a pre-Christian world in which people did not know Jesus or his teachings or his mission. That phrase, pre-Christian, well, that might be a better description for our world today. Better than post-Christian. It says that Christians are not participants in a dying institution, but a movement. It says that people are watching us, wondering what makes us tick. To call our world pre-Christian is to say that we still have an impact by the way that we live. It says that our stories and our songs matter, and that our everyday lives mean everything to the way the world sees Jesus Christ. This is exactly what was happening with Jesus and his first disciples in Luke chapter 17. Jesus was constantly teaching about everyday values and practices. And here he tells his disciples that they would need to forgive others even if they had been wronged 7 times in a single day. He wasn't talking about some institutional health here, but a way of life. He was referring to the simple but the challenging act of confronting another with their sin and then voicing to them forgiveness. This is the stuff of everyday relationships. But it's hard to confront, isn't it? And it's hard to forgive. The roots of bitterness run deep, and they last long. Like tree roots, like the mulberry tree roots, stubborn and strong. It's no wonder that the disciples responded to Jesus' challenge to forgive others with the words, "Increase our faith." And they could have said, "Good Lord, you expect us to forgive like that and that often? Now that's challenging. We need greater faith for that. Give us greater faith, Lord." Well, it's one of those teaching moments. So when his disciples said, "Increase our faith," Jesus did not say, "Well, sure, presto, may you have greater faith." What he did say was, "If you had faith like the grain of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you." Jesus doesn't explain his response. Luke, who records Jesus' words, doesn't interpret them either. And you got to admit, it's quite an image. With just a little faith, Jesus is saying, a faith as small as a mustard seed, the faith that you have right now, you can uproot a 30-foot mulberry tree and plant it at the bottom of the sea. And I like Megan's example of the oak tree in Lake Monroe. You know, I can imagine a Christian saying to a mulberry tree, pull up your roots and head for the sea. You'll be the first mulberry tree successfully transplanted to the ocean floor. And then, of course, you'd see, of all things, this mulberry tree flying off to its new surroundings 4,000 feet below sea level. I don't think so. So what is Jesus saying here? For one thing, he is saying that it's not helpful to quantify our faith. Jesus' disciples were doing that with their request. Increase our faith. In other words, Jesus, give us more faith. Give us heroic faith. Enough faith to do the hard things in the hard times. But Jesus' response says that it's not helpful to make faith a quantifiable possession. We say that, don't we? I mean, if only I had enough faith. If only I could just believe enough. Or negatively, we say, I guess I just don't have enough faith. But you notice that the weight of those statements is on us? Can we believe enough? Can we trust enough? Do we have enough faith to make these things happen? Well, so if faith is not to be quantified, how do you understand Jesus' words, faith like the grain of a mustard seed? How can faith send mulberry trees flying into the sea? I believe that Jesus' concept of faith puts the whole matter of faith into our relationship with Him. Faith, like a grain of a mustard seed, is simply trust in Him, a trust that abides in Him, depends on Him, and lives in Him every day. It is only in Christ that we move mulberry trees, even the deep ones like bitterness or a lack of forgiveness. That is possible only as Christ lives in us. Did you know that in Latin there are two words for faith? The first is fides, which might be said to be quantifiable. It's faith that certain things are true. Fides says, I believe that God created the world. I believe that Jesus was born of a virgin. I believe that Jesus was crucified and He was raised from the dead on the third day. I believe that the Spirit brings and gives life. Our creeds, those are examples of fides. But the other word for faith in Latin is fiducia. And this is a relational faith. It is a trust in the Lord being rooted in the power of God. Fiducia was Martin Luther's preferred word for faith. And you can hear fiducia at work in Paul's familiar words in Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So faith, like a grain of mustard seed, says that I can forgive, not so much because I have enough faith to do it, but rather because I live and I make my decisions inside a strong relationship with Jesus Christ. Faith, like a grain of mustard seed, says I already have what I need to live my Christian life and witness. I have Christ, or better, Christ has me. The one who came and died for me, the one who broke through death and came to life for me, the one who called me in baptism to make me His own, makes seemingly impossible things possible. And so in Christ, I confront the person who has wronged me and I offer them forgiveness. I do the hard thing and I share my faith with my neighbor. I make time to pack food for the hungry when I thought I was too busy. I drop a quarter in the LWML mite box, believing that it will make a difference. I hold the hand of a neighbor in the hospital, maybe not my favorite neighbor. I phone a friend who has become distant. And so in Christ, our church takes on new ministry, knowing that it will be a stretch simply because it is what Christ would have us to do. So we see our community not as the enemy, but as our mission field. And underneath it all, you hear mulberry trees moving. hard things, seemingly impossible things, because Christ lives within me and because Christ lives within us. The Lutheran Women's Missionary League has always lived by a mustard seed faith. Those little gifts, those mites combined across our synod make big things happen in mission across the world. Christ has been moving mulberry trees through the LWML since 1942. And what a model they are for Christian discipleship. See, if our congregations are the soul of the LCMS, if our pastors, our workers, our missionaries are the beautiful feet of the LCMS, if our seminaries and our universities are the mind of the LCMS, if the Lutheran Hour Ministries is the voice of the LCMS, then the LWML is the heart of the LCMS. The women of our church have taught us what it means to move mulberry trees with just little faith. You know, in another gospel, Jesus talks about moving mountains with mustard seed faith. Here it's mulberry trees that gets moved, and either way, the message is the same. In our relationship with Jesus, we have what is necessary to do difficult, even seemingly impossible things. Why should that be so hard to believe? He's moved us from death to life, from being orphans to being his, from guilt to cleansing, and from conflict to reconciliation. You know, there's a painting by Vincent van Gogh titled The Mulberry Tree. And if you've got your phones, you can Google it after service. He painted it in 1889 while he was in voluntary confinement he was in an asylum in France. The mulberry tree that Van Gogh gives it's impressive. It's a strong, gnarly, adamant with bushy foliage, and in his painting, rich with tones of yellow and gold. It's formidable. It's rooted in rock, and it is set against a deep blue sky. For Van Gogh, an ordinary tree took on the character of beauty, strength, and even joy. For yellow was his color for joy. May that be our attitude the next time we say that it's difficult to follow Christ. What appears to be hard, even impossible, may be just the thing that we need to live as Christ day in and day out. And because Christ abides with us, the difficult things, well, they can be done with joy. It may not be easy, but it is possible in Christ. So may it be said of us, boy, those were the days when Christians moved mulberry trees. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.